Last night, the Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Picture went to Slumdog Millionaire, a movie about an Indian orphan, one question away from winning a fortune in the Indian version of the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Jamal Malik, you're absolutely right!
It's getting hot in here.
Are you nervous?
What? Am I nervous? It's you who's in the hot seat, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Slumdog Millionaire also won Globes for Best Screenplay and Score, and Best Director went to Danny Boyle, who beat out Ron Howard and Sam Mendes, among others. American critics have praised the film, which opens in England and India later this week. If you've seen the movie, if you've been to India, if you're from India, what did you think? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website, npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from our bureau in New York City is Asim Chabra, a columnist for the Mumbai Mirror and a freelance entertainment writer based in New York. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And the film centers on a TV game show, but it's about a whole lot more than that.
That is absolutely true. It's actually a very unique film in that sense because it's set in the slums of Mumbai. It's a kind of a story that not too many people in America are used to watching. It's a film without any well-known movie stars. Now, we from India, we know some of the actors who are rather well-known in India, but the lead is, actors are all first-time actors. And in any case, this is a film without a Brad Pitt or a Leonardo DiCaprio or a Kate Winslet name. And it swept the Golden Globes last night.
And a film that, though it was made, then had problems finding a distributor. There were business problems with it. It almost didn't come out at all.
That is absolutely true. It was originally supposed to be distributed by Warner Independent, and Warner Brothers shut down their independent arm. And then I think Fox Searchlight stepped in. They saw the film. It was shown at the Telluride Film Festival over Labor Day, and you know, everybody, including Danny Boyle, was completely surprised by the interest in the film at that little small festival. And then it went to Toronto and went on to win the People's Choice Award, which is the most popular, you know, the top award at Toronto. And here we are today.
And the Golden Globes, and a lot of talk about Oscar as well. But I have to ask you, I know you interviewed Danny Boyle, and I thought he said something quite interesting. He thought the film, and this is not made on a huge budget by any stretch of the imagination, as you say, it has no big-name movie stars, at least not big-name in terms of the West. But the fact of the matter is he said, well, he thought it would do well in Britain because there's such a big Indian connection, but was surprised by how well it has done in the United States.
Well, it's the kind of a story that actually works very well in the U.S., which even Danny Boyle and the studios weren't aware of. It's a story of an underdog. It's a story about this kid who goes through a lot of hardship, a lot of torture, a lot of pain, personal tragedies in order to win the girl who he loves. I mean, that's the basic story. I mean, the backdrop, of course, is the game show. And in that sort of the backdrop, you see a whole lot of what's happening in India, the religious issues, the riots, the political problems, the poverty, the slums. But it's a very upbeat film. It's a film that really gives a lot of joy to people. And that's why I think the film has really done well here in the U.S.
A lighthearted comedy romp about police interrogation.
Well, it's not lighthearted necessarily, but it does have a very happy ending.
It does indeed have a happy ending. Don't want to be a spoiler there. But as you say, the picture it paints of India is not always a positive one. There are scenes, quite disturbing early in the film of people being mutilated so they will be better beggars.
Well, that in some ways could be is the reality of India. These things happen in India. I know a lot of people are very uncomfortable, Indians especially, when films, especially in this country, or television news shows or even newspapers project anything that's sort of quote-unquote negative about India. But that's the reality. India is a huge country, 1.1 billion people with a lot of poor people. There are beggars. There are beggars in the streets of Delhi, Bombay. It's a reality. So the film sort of takes a little, you know, touches of the reality and plays with that.
I also wonder, how do you think it's going to be received when it does open in India later this week?
You know, there is a lot of anticipation about the film in India. I've written a lot about it, and a lot of other newspapers are writing about it, especially the Indian actors have been giving a lot of interviews. Now, Overall, I think the film should do well in India. They've already dubbed it into Hindi. It's going to be called Slumdog Millionaires, the English version, and Slumdog Karorpati, which means basically a millionaire. That's the name of the show, Kaun Banega Karorpati in Hindi, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So obviously, the distributors, the studio's trying to reach a wider audience by dubbing it into Hindi. But we need to understand, Danny Boyle did not necessarily make this film for the Indian audience in mind. It's a film made with primarily the Western audience in mind. That's the kind of cinema Danny makes. It's a film with a lot of touches of Bollywood. It has a lot of Bollywood emotions and ethos and melodrama. And there's the top Bollywood music composer has actually composed the film.
And won a Golden Globe last year.
And won a Golden Globe. I think the film should do well in India. I don't think that is the primary market for this kind of a film, though a lot of people in big cities are really looking forward to this film.
I wonder if there might not be a reaction, and we won't know it, I guess, until the film opens there, but a feeling of cultural appropriation that Bollywood makes a lot more movies than Hollywood these days and has for quite some time. Here we have an English director coming over and making an English language movie in India with some Bollywood actors, and sort of a faux Bollywood movie is being passed off on the American and British publics.
Well, yes, you're right to some extent. Danny Boyle has been very generous in acknowledging that this film would not have been made possible. It would not have been made at all without the support of the Indian cast and crew, especially the crew that he had. In fact, his casting director is this woman by the name of Lavleen Tandon, who's a very well-known casting director, but she became such a huge support to him that he gave her the title of a co-director because he said that he just couldn't have done it without her and a few other names he always mentions. It's a free world. I mean, the film is based on a novel which was written by an Indian. The novel's called Q&A, and actually he's an Indian diplomat in South Africa right now. And it was optioned, and Simon Boyfoy wrote the screenplay. And next thing you know, of course, it's done so well in the festival circuits, it's been picked up. It is not exactly a Bollywood film, and that is the reason why it is doing so well. One of the reasons why Bollywood films do not sort of cross over, especially in the U.S., beyond the South Asian market, is because the songs and dances and the emotions are overplayed, which often has an issue with, American audiences sort of don't seem to understand that.
Roll their eyes, yeah.
Yes. And Danny's done a great job. He's taken that sort of mixture of what we call masala, the spices, but made a very Western film, actually.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. Our guest is Asim Chabra, a columnist for the Mumbai Mirror. We're talking, of course, about Slumdog Millionaire, the surprise sweep winner of the Dramatic Film Awards last night at the Golden Globes. We'll start with Dr. Rajani. Rajani calling us from Lapeer, Michigan.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I saw the movie, and I'm from Bombay, where most of the movie was shot. I tell you, I found it very, very entertaining. But my problem with it was, in fact, I saw it with my wife and my son who lives in Atlanta, and all of us felt the same thing. I think they took on too many issues, child prostitution, gangsterism, poverty, and so on and so forth, every possible social issue that could occur in India. Nevertheless, I mean, it was very well done. It was a kind of movie that, yes, it's plausible. Everything like that could happen to one person's life. But still, I thought it was over the top in those respects.
Strange belief, Asim Chabra. Is Dr. Rajani have a point?
Well, yep. He has a point, but then, if you look at Bollywood movies that we are all very used to in India, I mean, they are really over the top. And they have even far more issues that they try and deal with. And, of course, the scripts fall apart. I think this is a very tight script, despite the fact that there are, yes, a lot of issues and problems, race issues, religious issues, prostitution, beggars. It's a reflection of what life in Bombay is like. And I think it's handled very well. And it's 2 hours long. That's all. So it works, I think.
It moves right along. And Dr. Rajani, one of the things it did not address was the issue of terrorism, which, of course, happened in Mumbai shortly after the film's release.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's another movie I saw recently on terrorism. It was called Wednesday. And it sort of reminded me about that a little bit. There's some sort of overlap of the two movies.
Well, we'll have to take a look at that one when I get a chance. Dr. Rajani, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Benjamin. Benjamin calling us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Neil. Love the show. Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, thank you. I spent about 5 months in New Delhi, actually, as an American, and I saw this movie, and what I appreciated a lot about the film is that it didn't only show very poor Indians, but it also showed very rich Indians. And I think it gives an awareness to Americans that not all Indians are poor. There are actually some that are very well off, especially the scene where he went into his brother's flat, and then also the scene where they went into that man's house, very beautiful house. I think it just shows Americans that there are a lot of rich Indians out there.
And middle-class Indians, too. I like the scene at the Indian call center where people were practicing their English so that they could answer calls from, well, you know, Indiana or California.
You're absolutely right, Neil. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. It does show all sides, Asim Chabra, all classes.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, it's Bombay as it exists. I'm sorry, I keep saying Bombay. It's a city is not called Mumbai, but it's the city of Mumbai or Bombay as it exists today.
And the other thing, a lot of people curious to see the city after reading so much about it and the terrible events in the newspapers. Indeed, some of those places we see at least glimpse in the movie.
That is true. The Victoria Terminal Station, which is now called the Chhatrapati Shivaji Station, there's a big dance number. I won't tell you about it, but that's shot there. And there's a lot of other action and emotional scenes that are shot there. And that was where almost 50-plus people were killed by the terrorists on November 26th.
We'll tell you about it, but don't leave until the credits roll. So, Benjamin,
exactly.
Thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you, Neil.
We're talking about Slumdog Millionaire, which won 4 big awards at the Golden Globes last night. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This email from Lola in San Antonio. I watched the movie, was amazed at its beauty and wildly entertained by its drama. My question is regarding the living conditions of the main characters. I've never traveled to India, but I've always heard the poverty is profound. I've been told America's homeless people are wealthy by comparison. Does the movie closely and accurately depict what happens in India to orphans who are forced to live on the streets?
Well, it does reflect at least one side of the story. Not all orphans are kidnapped and made, you know, and then converted and, you know, made beggars as such. So it's not every orphan story. There are a lot of NGOs, there are a lot of government agencies that are actually working to help the orphans. But the living conditions, I mean, the slums that are shown toward the beginning of the film, that is, those scenes were shot in the slums. And those are very real, you know, homes and real lives, harsh existence. And yet, you know, those people have a whole system. There's sanitation. They have television. They have electricity. And that's how a large part of India lives in these big, you know, cities.
Let's get Padma on the line. Padma from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hi, Neil. I'm Padma, and I'm a fan of your show. I have been listening to your show for the past 14 years, 12 years, I can't remember.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes, I love it. And, yeah, regarding this movie, I have also watched this movie, and it's very unique in the sense that I am from India, and I've heard about the slums, but to see that on big screen in such a way was very profound to me, and I couldn't believe the living conditions of these children. And juxtaposed against this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire theme, it was very unique for me. I really don't watch Bollywood movies or any of these movies. They're not of my age, I guess. I mean, they don't interest me. But this movie was very unique. And it was just sometimes heartbreaking to watch these little kids, you know, live in those conditions that you hear about. But when you see it on the big screen, it's just unbelievable.
Asim Chabra, would you tell us, do Bollywood movies portray that kind of poverty, show us the slums of India?
Yes, they do, but never in this sort of this gritty way. And Danny Boyle has an amazing style of making the film. I mean, in fact, if you watch the early 10-15 minutes of the film, if you've been a fan of Danny Boyle, you would know his film like Trainspotting. This was Trainspotting set in the slums of India. Mm-hmm. It's the camera work, it's the quick editing, it's this loud music score by A.R. Rahman. It all sort of it's a brilliant package deal as such, which Bollywood doesn't do that well, often mostly.
Padma, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words about the program. Let's go to Sina. Sina with us from Savannah, Georgia.
Yes, hi. Neil, thanks for taking my call. I actually saw the movie last year at the Savannah Film Festival initially, and I'm just going to give a sort of rare voice of dissent. I thought that the movie was, first of all, it was too long. Secondly, the movie I thought was just a little bit cliched and banal, if you will. I mean, you had sort of, it sort of seemed to conform to the same recycled Bollywood script where boy falls in love with girl. You know, there's a story behind that, and at the end of this movie, the boy gets the girl. And, I mean, it was, it did give it an interesting perspective of life in India, and certainly there's, but I just thought of sort of a variation of that sort of common recycled theme that
we see. Boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and at the very last scene of the film, I mean, it shows them, you know, sort of, you know, they're kissing and making out, and they, you know, everyone lives happily ever after. I mean, it's sort of, I don't think that, I mean, there's a lot of great cinema that comes out of India, and I certainly don't think that this movie even, compares with some of the better cinema that's come out of India, Mira Nair, Monsoon Wedding, Fire, Water, those kinds of films. I would not put this, regardless of Golden Globe Award or not, I certainly would not put this in the same class of movies as some of those better films that have come out of India. But
let's get a quick comment from Asim Chabra, and also a prediction. A lot of people are talking about Oscar for this movie.
That is true. To comment on the caller's question, I'm not going to compare this with Mira Nair's films. I'm a huge fan of Mira Nair and Deepa Mehta's films like Fire and Water. Danny Boyle is a big fan of Bollywood films. And what Danny Boyle has done is, and Simon Boyfer, who wrote the script, basically, they took an Indian novel and they've given it a Bollywood twist and yet made it from a very Western perspective. I agree with the caller, the boy meets girl, boy loses a girl. There's also another theme that runs very in this film about the two brothers, mm-hmm. starting from the same point. One becomes a bad kid, one becomes a good kid. That is very common, especially in Bollywood films in the 70s and the 80s. It was a very common theme. And I think that's a fun part of this film, actually, in some ways, because it has a very fresh approach to the same themes.
Gotta go. Sina, thanks for the call. Asim Chabra, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Asim Chabra, a columnist for the Mumbai Mirror and a freelance writer based in New York City. Tomorrow, a preview of next Tuesday's inauguration. We'll find out what to expect, so stay with us then. I'm Neil Conan. This is NPR News.